Now on radio.lds.org, the Mormon Channel presents Q&A.
Welcome to another edition of the Mormon Channel's Q&A here at radio.lds.org. Q&A is questions and answers. You supply the questions and we supply the answers. If you have a gospel topic that you would like us to address, or maybe a gospel question, you can reach us by email at radio@ldschurch.org. This is a special edition of the Mormon Channel Q&A. Each month here on the Mormon Channel, we'd like to focus on the visiting teaching message in the Ensign and allow the Relief Society presidency and the general authorities to comment on it and to also give you as a listener an opportunity to ask them questions about the message or other questions relating to the visiting teaching message. This month, we are focused on the theme Strengthening Homes and Families. This theme, coupled with increasing faith and personal righteousness and serving the Lord and His children, is the purpose of the Relief Society. The specific topic for this month is strengthening at every opportunity. It is very important to understand the importance of the Relief Society and how this month's message fits into that purpose. Sister Julie Beck in the October 2009 General Conference comments about the purpose of Relief Society.
We know that the purpose of Relief Society, as established by the Lord, is to prepare women for the blessings of eternal life by helping them increase their faith and personal righteousness, strengthen their families and homes, and serve the Lord and His children. The history, purpose, and work of Relief Society are unique among all women's organizations. In 1942, for the centennial of the Relief Society, the first presidency of the church said, "No other women's organization in all the earth has had such a birth. Members of Relief Society should permit neither hostile nor competitive interests of any kind to detract from the duties and obligations, the privileges and honors, the opportunities and achievements of membership in this great society." Close quote. If our membership in Relief Society is so important, we need to know what sets us apart from every other women's group or organization. Everything we do in Relief Society matters because Heavenly Father and His Son Jesus Christ visited Joseph Smith, and through him, the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ was restored to the earth. Relief Society was part of that restoration. The prophet Joseph Smith defined the purpose of Relief Society and instructed the sisters in their purpose, just as he taught priesthood leaders in Kirtland and Nauvoo their priesthood purpose and work. Ours is an organization that continues to be led today by prophets, seers, and revelators. Relief Society is unique because it was organized after the pattern of the priesthood, and we operate on a general and local level under the direction of priesthood leaders. We work in partnership with priesthood leaders who hold keys, which give them authority to preside in the name of the Lord. We operate in the manner of the priesthood, which means that we seek, receive, and act on revelation, make decisions in councils, and concern ourselves with caring for individuals one by one. Ours is the priesthood purpose to prepare ourselves for the blessings of eternal life by making and keeping covenants. Therefore, like our brethren who hold the priesthood, ours is a work of salvation, service, and becoming a holy people.
That's Sister Julie Beck. You're listening to a special edition of the Mormon Channel's Q&A. Each month here on the Mormon Channel, we'd like to focus on the visiting teaching message in the Ensign. This month's specific topic is strengthening at every opportunity. In 1914, President Joseph F. Smith taught about the importance of Relief Society, saying, quote, "Wherever there is ignorance or at least a lack of understanding in regard to the family, there this organization exists or is near at hand, and by the natural endowments and inspiration that belongs to the organization, they are prepared and ready to impart instruction with reference to these important duties." Close quote. As Sister Beck said, one of the important purposes of Relief Society is strengthening the family, and we should strengthen at every opportunity. We received an email from a sister in Utah who asked the following question. She said, quote, "Our family has been through a lot and have had to overcome many trials. How can I bring them closer so we don't drift apart?" Close quote. Elder Robert D. Hales, in the April 1999 General Conference, talks about receiving strength through trials.
In the Doctrine and Covenants, the Lord says that parents are to teach their children to understand the doctrine of repentance, faith in the Christ, the Son of the living God, and of baptism and the gift of the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands when 8 years of age. And they shall also teach their children to pray and walk uprightly before the Lord. As we teach our children the gospel, through word and example, our families are spiritually strengthened and fortified. The words of living prophets are clear regarding our sacred duty to strengthen our family spiritually. In 1995, the First Presidency in the Council of the Twelve Apostles issued a proclamation to the world, declaring that the family is the central of the Creator's plan for the eternal destiny of His children. Husband and wife have a solemn responsibility to love and care for each other and for their children. Parents have a sacred duty to rear their children in love and righteousness, to provide for their physical and spiritual needs, to teach them to love and serve one another, and to observe the commandments of God. In February of this year, the First Presidency issued a call to all parents to devote their best efforts to the teaching and rearing of their children in gospel principles, which will keep them close to the church. The home is the basis of a righteous life, and no other instrumentality can take its place or fulfill its essential functions in carrying forward this God-given responsibility. In the February letter, the First Presidency taught that by teaching and rearing children in gospel principles, parents can protect their families from corrosive elements. They further counseled parents and children to give the highest priority to family prayer, family home evening, gospel study, and instruction and wholesome family activities. However worthy and appropriate other demands or activities may be, they must not be permitted to displace the divinely appointed duties that only parents and families can adequately perform, end of quote. With the help of the Lord and His doctrine, all the hurtful effects from the challenges a family may meet can be understood and overcome. Whatever the needs of family members may be, we can strengthen our families as we follow the counsel given by prophets.
That's Elder Robert D. Hales. As mentioned before, the theme for July is strengthening homes and families. The specific topic is strengthening at every opportunity. As the sisters go out and share this message this month, many questions may come up. We received one such email from Sister Flake in Australia. She asked, quote, "Dear sisters, how can I bring my family closer together? What more can I do?" Close quote. Sister Barbara Thompson in the April 2009 General Conference answered this question by sharing the following story and advice.
I had an assignment in Boise, Idaho area. After training on Saturday afternoon, I stayed in the home of my niece and her family. That evening, before the children went to bed, we had a short family home evening and a scripture story. Their father told about the family of Lehi and how he taught his children that they must hold fast to the iron rod, which was the word of God. Holding fast to the iron rod would keep them safe and lead them to joy and happiness. If they should let go of the iron rod, there was danger of drowning in the river of dirty water. To demonstrate this to the children, their mother became the iron rod that they must cling to, and their father played the role of the devil, trying to pull the children away from safety and happiness. The children loved the story and learned how important it is to hold fast to the iron rod. After the scripture story, it was time for family prayer. Scriptures, family home evening, and family prayer will strengthen families. We need to take every opportunity to strengthen families and support one another to stay on the right path.
You're listening to a special edition of the Mormon Channel's Q&A at radio.lds.org. We're talking about the visiting teaching message for July. As Sister Thompson said, scriptures, family, home evening and family prayer will strengthen families. This means that sometimes our priorities need to be changed. One question you can share with the sisters that you teach is, what priorities can you change this month to better strengthen your own family and home? Elder Dallin H. Oaks, in the April 2001 General Conference, talks about the importance of priorities in our family life.
Our priorities are most visible in how we use our time. Someone has said, three things never come back: the spent arrow, the spoken word, and the lost opportunity. We cannot recycle or save the time allotted to each of us each day. With time, we have only one opportunity for choice, and then it is gone forever. Good choices are especially important in our family life. For example, how do family members spend their free time together? Time together is necessary but not sufficient. Priorities should govern us in the precious time we give to our family relationships. Compare the impact of time spent merely in the same room as spectators for television viewing with the significance of time spent communicating with one another individually and as a family. To cite another example, how much time does a family allocate to learning the gospel by scripture study and parental teachings, in contrast to the time family members spend viewing sports contests, talk shows, or soap operas? I believe many of us are overnourished on entertainment junk food and undernourished on the bread of life. In terms of priorities for each major decision, such as education, occupation, place of residence, marriage, or childbearing, we should ask ourselves, what will be the eternal impact of this decision? Some decisions that seem desirable for mortality have unacceptable risks for eternity. In all such choices, we need to have inspired priorities and apply them in ways that will bring eternal blessings to us and to our families. Then, after we have done all that we can, we should remember the wise counsel and comforting assurance of King Benjamin, who taught, "And see that all these things are done in wisdom and order, for it is not requisite that a man should run faster than he has strength." My dear brothers and sisters, Latter-day Saints have priorities. Our priorities are to secure our relationship with God, our eternal Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ, and to secure the relationship we have with our families in holy places by making and keeping sacred covenants. I testify of God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, and pray that they will bless us to be true to what we know, that we may do what we need to do to harvest the blessing of eternal life. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
That's Elder Dallin H. Oaks. You're listening to a special edition of the Mormon Channel's Q&A here at radio.lds.org. If you'd like to comment on this edition of Q&A, you can email us at radio@ldschurch.org. We're talking about the visiting teaching message for July. The First Presidency gives us priorities, saying, quote, "We counsel parents and children to give the highest priority to family prayer, family home evening, gospel study and instruction, and wholesome family activities," close quote. President Thomas S. Monson in the April 2004 General Conference tells us what our priorities should be.
The family is the ideal place for teaching. It is also a laboratory for learning. Family home evening can bring spiritual growth to each member. The home is the basis of a righteous life, and no other instrumentality can take its place nor fulfill its essential functions. Such truth has been taught by many presidents of the church.
We've been talking about the visiting teaching message for the month of July. Remember, study the visiting teaching material and, as appropriate, discuss it with the sisters that you visit. Use the questions in the message to help you strengthen those you visit and to make Relief Society an active part of your own life. On the first week of next month, we will be discussing the August visiting teaching message, where our topic will be our responsibility to be worthy of temple worship. If you have a question for the General Relief Society Presidency, you can send them to us. Our email address is radio@ldschurch.org. If you'd like to podcast this edition of the Mormon Channel's Q&A, you can visit our website at radio.lds.org. And if you'd like to learn more about the Relief Society, you can go to reliefsociety.lds.org. Thank you so much for listening to the Mormon Channel's Q&A.
You've been listening to the Mormon Channel's Q&A on radio.lds.org.